Konnichiwa. I'd like to use this time to reveal Trend Micro's second phase of the transformation. Trend Micro has been focusing on our transformation in the past 2 years, from our on-premise to SaaS platform, and also on the business side, from the perpetual license to the subscription. But this transformation, mainly we are focusing on attaching and moving our customer to use our SaaS management platform. This is why we believe that customer, by using the SaaS platform, they can gain better protection, better solution. But that is just portion of our product offering that is in SaaS platform. Previously, we revealed two indicator, the SaaS customer growth and commercial ARR, because commercial ARR only include the SaaS products ARR. The reason that we revealed these two indicator is because we believe we need to excel our operation on the SaaS technology platform. At the same time, we need to make sure we can compete in a pure subscription license model, SaaS ARR. And that was why we revealed these two type of indicator. Now, we believe after version one released, which Kevin already explained the significance of this new version one, it redefined the XDR and officially announced the attack surface risk management capability and introduced companion AI. All of this is going to bring Trend Micro's business operation and business transformation into a second phase. Why? Because as you can see, originally we only focusing on the 35% SaaS products revenue growth. But with Vision One, after we integrate all the on-prem product, all the appliances product, and a lot more third-party product, we become the best hybrid environment support platform. And also, we can bring all this on-premise product interaction with our customer through Vision One, and therefore, they can all benefit from the overall one platform strategy and one platform experience. So I kept on emphasizing this is for larger enterprise because we believe that is where the pot of gold going to be. The recent growth of cybersecurity budget mainly are coming from the larger enterprise where they have compliances and they have a lot of the cybersecurity risk become their business risk. And when they're facing this type of maybe economic downturn, they need to consolidate all their cybersecurity and focusing on reducing the cybersecurity risk. That's where we believe Trend Micro can help customer consolidate all those and provide a one platform experience. So Trend Micro already actually being in this transformation, and large enterprise is now 61% of our business. This large enterprise, I defined it as 500 seats and above. That's where we believe they will have the security operation center. And by that, I would want to introduce a new indicator. We call it hybrid ARR as our growth indicator. Hybrid ARR, because Trend Micro is actually the only antivirus company that has transformed from antivirus to enterprise cybersecurity risk management company. We were the only one that exists in the AV leader quadrant and now also in the XDR EDR leader quadrant. That is the transformation. And a unique part of being an antivirus company in business sense is that actually antivirus has a portion of our revenue is already in subscription, which is called pattern subscription. Usually, if customer pay $100 for antivirus product, 30% of that is a subscription. And next year, they need to resubscribe this 30%. So this 30% of the renewal revenue is very profitable and very important for the antivirus company. And we carry those renewal revenue into our transformation. So if I zoom in into the larger enterprise, which composed a large portion of our ARR, then you can see over the year, this green bar are the pure SaaS subscription ARR, but the blue portion is the perpetual license, which is traditional or the old products that they still have a heavy portion that is in subscription. That is total. When you add them together, that is the hybrid ARR. So those blue part, the perpetual license, pattern subscription revenue, is very nice. It's almost like we collecting check, but there's a drawback of it. That is a lack of the interaction with customer, and therefore it's very hard to expand from there. If you say, oh, I have my gateway and endpoint, they just use the same pattern file. Doesn't provide enough reason for customer to use the same, coming from the same vendor, because 1 + 1 does not equal 3. But after Vision 1, that game has changed. After Vision 1, whenever they add more Trend Micro sensor and have more data that is stored with Trend Micro and analyzed by Vision 1 platform, they can have better visibility of their overall cybersecurity risk and faster respond, quicker, earlier detection of the threats. That is why we believe the Vision 1 platform will actually revitalize our original other 65% of the business and stop the bleeding from this perpetual ARR and accelerate more on the subscription ARR part. That's the reason that we believe in the future after Vision 1, we will be able to use this, we call it hybrid ARR. It's a bigger number overall, but of course the growth rate will be flatter, not as deep like the pure SaaS part. But I think it's a better indicator of how Trend Micro's business will be growing. So this transformation, of course, will affect our sales process. This whole sales process is going to follow the platform. We call it the platform way of accelerating the growth, which is we use the onboarding, the process is we try to onboard more customers onto Vision 1 and then increase their access time, and thereby they will expand to buy more function or sensors from Trend Micro. And during this whole process, we have introduced and built several tools to help us more efficient in this platform way of selling. For instance, cyber risk assessment is a tool that can help bring on the new customer without zero friction, zero cost, and zero deployment for customer. They can quickly onboard and see how Vision 1 works. And after that, we will be navigate them through Vision 1 and let them understand the platform, what the platform can do for them. And during all of this, we also collect all this information and we were able to provide and customize for each of our customer a better script, how our salespeople should approach the customer and how to reduce their cyber risk in the most efficient and effective way. That's the sales with generative AI. So you can see now our whole sales process become very data-driven, and we monitor all the way from the adoption to the engagement score and the expansion. So the platform adoption metric is what we are going to be focusing on. Just for less than 1 month, we announced this new version of Vision One. We already starting to see the attach rate, the consumption, the engagement score is expanding, is increasing. And there is something that I'd like to introduce also is we have something very similar to AWS and Azure's committed consumption that we call Vision One credits. They can buy the credits and then they decide flexibly they want to deploy this credit either on endpoint, on server, on gateway, on tipping point, or different places. We count all this credit deployed or allocation as they consumed the Vision One. And the last part you can see here, the green part, the first week when we announced our attack surface risk management, we see a lot of customers start to allocate the Vision One credit. Means they adopt and spend their credits on this new function. And that will be the way that Trend Micro utilizing the one platform experience to expand our business in cybersecurity. So Vision One is not just a beautiful PowerPoint that we talk about all this functionality. Vision One is a true business innovation and a true business renovation for Trend Micro. In the future, I hope we can share with all the investors about how we transform our business from traditional AV to this hybrid AR growth. I know there's a lot of moving parts when we are doing the transformation, and a lot of numbers that need to be clarified, and it's very hard to explain all of this different business dynamic change in a 1 hour IR meeting. So we are planning to have an investor day in the second half of this year, and I hope that we can meet all of the investors and share with you how are we going to grow with this hybrid ARR on our one platform experience. Thank you.